Jackie and Keith are here from Northwoods Community Realty for our Finally Friday conversation on the first Friday of the month, and I'm glad we're sticking to the schedule. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So here we are on Independence Day Eve on this Friday, and both you two have been in Tomahawk way longer than I have. So, Jackie, I want to start with you. Jackie Leonard of Northwoods Community Realty. What are some of your best memories as a little girl here in Tomahawk with Powwow Days? I'm just interested.
Yeah, so Powwow Days, I actually am originally from Illinois.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been here the whole time.
You know, it's kind of funny. I grew up, I've been up here since 1976, though.
Okay.
But we moved to Parrish, which is in the middle of nowhere. And I kind of stayed there. We didn't do a whole lot for the 4th of July. I think I probably was back in Illinois. So most of my summers as a kid, my parents didn't know what to do with us. We were, you know, parishes in the middle of nowhere. My parents were working. So they would send us back to Illinois. So most of my childhood memories of the 4th of July are in Illinois.
So no big doings at the Parrish Cafe ever on the 4th of July.
That was my first job. So they opened about when I was 15 years old. And
okay.
That was my first job at the Parrish Cafe.
Okay.
But so it's kind of funny because my husband grew up and, you know, his memories are here. You know, I always tell people, if you are from Tomahawk, you don't come back at Christmas. You come back at the 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah.
It is just so big for people to come back here. We have my husband's 40th class reunion this weekend, which is hard to wrap my head around either.
Yeah.
But so he was obviously went to school in Tomahawk. So once we got married, we started doing those traditions.
Got it.
And coming to Tomahawk and our kids growing up and always did the parade and the firemen show and
absolutely.
All of that. It was always great memories for my children.
Well, good. And Keith, you're a Tomahawk boy from way back.
Yep.
How about you? Some memories as a kid at Powwow Days.
Probably ski show.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I've been a part of that for
ever.
A very long time. But even as a kid. So the 4th of July show, even tonight's show, this is like our Super Bowl. There's thousands of people there. We put on our best show for tonight. So as a kid, you always look forward to the 4th of July.
Is this the one show of the year that both sides are packed?
Packed, yes.
Yeah.
But even like last night, we had a huge crowd on the other side.
Yep.
Boats were out there. But there's nothing like the 4th of July because we're so unique where our site is, and then the fireworks are blown off.
Right.
You know, to the west of us, they used to be just down the road to the east. They used to blow them off there. So no matter where you were at that ski show, you could see the fireworks. Now they're at the Sarah Park location.
Got it.
And you get just so many people there, such great crowds, and it's just a blast.
Yeah, so much to do all at one place in a small area, and so we're kind of all concentrated and squeezed in here, but I think that's the way we like it.
Yeah, no, it actually works out perfect. We'll see people setting up chairs at 6 in the morning, you know, some will leave them there from tonight. But just the people that it brings into the town and the community, they get to see the ski show, see the fireworks, you know, and then head out after that.
People not familiar with Tomahawk at the 4th of July, you're going to roll into town late tonight. You may be coming through downtown. You're going to see lawn chairs all over the downtown streets. And what the heck is this? What do they do this for?
Yeah.
It's dibs on the good seating for the parade next day.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the water ski show? Northwoods Community Realty, sponsor of the 4th of July water ski show.
Well, we had our show actually Saturday.
Oh, this last Saturday.
We sponsored
Saturday. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yep. So that went off good. Really good crowd. Good show. Got to talk to a lot of people.
Yep.
Jackie spoke at intermission. So it's always good. A lot like the home show. You get to see a lot of past customers.
Yeah.
Just getting your name out there in the community. What they do, because there's a lot of people that rotate through that crowd that probably never heard of us or see us, or you see a sign but you don't really understand. But when you can talk about it at halftime, you know, and there's 800 people there,
and our logos on the boat
on the twin rig.
That's got to be nice for you to see, right?
Is nice. So we love supporting obviously that show. It brings a lot of people into Tomahawk, and we love to support them, and it was nice to have we sponsored the popcorn. We give free popcorn away, and we had a spinning wheel. We gave lots of prizes out, towels, threw towels at intermission, and was getting rid of the rest of my flowers that I still have some flower baskets. If you would like a flower basket, I got
really
I can hook you up.
Stop over at the office for that,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. They're okay. In the back. Take what you want. And thank goodness it's been raining, so they still look nice.
Good.
Besides the rabbits that ate some of them off, I have little rabbits in the back. But that was a great night. It's always great to see past clients. We invite all past clients, and obviously anybody that wants to come to there. But we have a little giveaway for our past clients, and Keith's new home buyer won a nice Northwoods Community Realty backpack. So
nice.
Yep. Nice.
Nice. Well, I'm glad it was a good ski show. We got another, I was just thinking, I got ski show on the mind here for the weekend, too, because that's the other part of powwow days. We get the ski show, but the water's full, the both sides of the river are full.
The bridge is full.
And people just stay right there and turn around the other way and watch the fireworks. Yep. It's all in one spot. That's why I think why people love it here so much.
Yeah. I think so, too.
That'll be tomorrow night. So, good ski show last week. Another good one coming up. Anything special for the Super Bowl of ski shows from the Quahomets this year?
You never know.
Okay.
We always try to change it up. You know, we start the show a little bit later. It's at 8.
Right.
So
to accommodate
that way it
for fireworks. Yep.
Yep. As soon as we're done. So, we always try to change it up a little bit.
Okay. Well, good,
some more
good.
Spectacular stuff.
Look forward to that tomorrow night as well. Let's get into some real estate stuff here, and I want to make sure that we don't lose our time here this morning. One of the things on my notes this morning, Jackie, how to keep an accepted offer from falling apart. Does that happen a lot or only a little bit, and how can we even mitigate it from happening at all?
Yeah, so I think part of looking at offers, and, you know, as a listing agent, I always want to take a look at that buyer. You're doing a little more deep dive. If you have multiple offers that you are looking at, or even just one offer, you want to make sure that that buyer is solid. I have a friend that, you know, they are not listed with me for various different reasons, or if they're outside of our market, you know, you hear these stories and it's like, oh, our deal fell. We thought we had our house sold and our deal fell apart. If your deal falls apart, you know, sometimes there was things that you could have done to keep that from happening. You want to make sure that you have those pre-approval letters, even if somebody says they're cash, where's the proof of funds? You want that before you sign on the dotted line. It's too late. If you get an accepted offer, it goes in the MLS as accepted, and you are working through some of the things that you could have worked through even before you got the accepted offer and known about, and then you find out it's going to fall apart. Because there's a lot of real estate agents, the buyer agent is working for them. They're not working for you,
right,
the seller. So they're maybe not telling you all this, the whole story about how these people are relocating, and maybe they have to sell a home and they didn't write a home at sale contingency, and because they thought they had their home sold and they didn't have to put one in. So there's things that happen, and you want that your listing agent to ask those questions, because the worst thing you want to do is have to come back on market. It just, your balloon is deflated and you are starting over and you have to put it back on, and then people go, well, wonder what was wrong with that.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, you think
minds.
It fell apart because of, you know, inspections, or there was something wrong with the home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a position that you definitely do not want to be within. So make sure that your listing agent is doing, or you know, even you yourself can do some due diligence. You have the people's name.
Yeah.
And you can even do a little research on your own.
But professionals are used to doing this kind of thing. So as a home seller, you should talk to your real estate professional about doing that due diligence to make sure that when we get our buyer, that this thing goes through seamlessly.
Yep. Yes. Even for sale by owners, it's one of the biggest mistakes they make. You know, they see an offer and they accept it, and they haven't done any of the due diligence that listing agents are doing to make sure they're qualified.
Hmm. Really good point to emphasize here this morning. And speaking of listings, you have some new ones coming in here this last week we can talk about quick?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Yes,
new listings.
I just listed Sideways Wine and Bar and Craft Area.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So that just went on the market yesterday.
Okay.
So that is listed at $550. Comes with all the, obviously, the equipment, the bar stools, everything. Pretty much turnkey.
What a renovation they've done there.
Beautiful.
Man, oh,
it
man.
It is all set up. You know, and it was just kind of a five-year plan for the sellers. They're ready to retire. But
has it been five years already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Time flies.
Boy, it sure does.
Time flies when you're having fun.
They got doings going on over there this weekend, so anybody that wants to become an entrepreneur here in downtown Tomahawk, stop by this weekend down at Sideways.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we put it? You said 550.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's when you look at the renovation that they did there, it's incredible.
And the clientele list that they have right there, that's automatic business right now for the new owners. Just do it the way their bed's been successfully done and pick it up right there.
Yep. So
anything
we're
excited
else? About that one. Actually, everything else I listed, we sold already. So
man, turning around that fast.
We are getting a lot more listings. I just listed a lot. There's very few lake lots out there. I just listed a lot on Lake Mohawkson. And that is at 200, and that is just put the signs up yesterday. So if you're looking for a lake lot, and we also have a new listing on, trying to think of the ones that we have, like you said, that have not, don't have
that, accepted that don't have offers. Accepted offers already.
We sold and closed on Bottoms Up. So if anybody wants to go out and see what they're doing there, they're going to have a lot more music. I know they had music last night, which is great. And I know next year he plans on having fireworks again. So they're going to have that tradition. So check out the new owners. They are called Toss 'em Back, kind of like tossing a fish back.
Oh,
their logo. It makes more sense when you see their logo, which is a fish.
As opposed to sitting at the bar and tossing them back.
Right.
Well, maybe there's a little play on words
there. Got it.
But they are on Lake Ellis there, and they do have the boat landing. So it's a little play on tossing a fish back. But so new owners there, which is exciting.
Good deal. I want to concentrate some of the rest of our time here. I think this stuff is really important. There's a lot of people sitting on properties right now for a lot of different reasons. They don't have a mortgage. They're just, happy where they are. Aging at home, whatever it is. But a lot of people may be sitting on what they're sitting on right now, wanting to move on, but they don't want to have to pay the gains that are going to be coming up because they've been in this property a long time. It's paid for. The equity is through the roof. They're a little bit worried about those gains. So 1031 exchanges is how we want to wrap up our conversation this morning. I didn't know any of the details on this at all. So this, to me, is very interesting as well. So let's talk about 1031 exchanges.
Yeah, so the 1031 exchange is where you have an investment property and say you have a vacation property that you've been using for a VRBO or vacation property. Or an investment property. Say you bought something, just to fix it up and put some sweat equity into it, and then you're looking to sell it. Or it could be a vacant piece of land, hunting land, a lot that you maybe cut it open, improved it over the years. So any of these properties that, and maybe you inherited it. And so the problem with if you inherit something, you have no cost basis or up to a certain point. You maybe have some. If you inherited it, there's a little complications on the math on that. But you're going to have this huge gain, right? And I have a lot of elderly people that are like, there is no way I want to take a $200,000 gain, and I'm not going to mess up my Medicare. I'm going to mess up my Social Security.
Yeah.
And it just messes up their financial world at that point in their life. And then that's the time where you have these nice little nest eggs that you wouldn't mind having that money and maybe go and doing some traveling or something. So they have this hard thing about letting these properties go. And sometimes instead of selling them, they kind of go disrepaired.
Oh, yeah.
So I have people on my lake, they're like, why aren't these people, using their property? Nobody's ever there. And it's, there's moss on the roof. And I'm like, they're at an age where they just are not willing to take that gain, and mm-hmm. then their family doesn't come up and use it. So there is a way to get around that. You could sell that property and wrap it into a like property. So whether maybe you want to buy an apartment building closer to you that you could have somebody manage, or maybe you want to buy a piece of vacant land that doesn't need any maintenance. It can sit all by itself and it could just sit there, and then eventually, you can pass it along to your children. So there are ways to do these 1031 exchanges so that you are not paying that capital gains, and it's kind of kicking the can down the road. The only thing that gets you out at the end is death, but it happens. So, if you just want to leave this legacy, or you want to leave this for your children, but you don't want something to literally be rotting in the ground because you just don't have, nobody's maintaining it. It's a way for people to get out of that. I just want people to know there's there's things that we could help them with and try to figure that out.
And I think I was a little cloudy in my explanation at first to introduce this segment. You don't have these gains if you're on your primary residence. These are on investment properties.
The second, right. Second properties.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then, yep. And then we talked about if it is your primary residence, you still have caps on how much you can gain. So if you built a house, you only have $250,000 into it because you built it in a great time, 25, 30 years ago, and now you're going to sell it for $500,000 or even $1 million if it's on water. So you're going to have a gain on that because you only have a cost basis of the $250,000. You are only allowed $500,000 allowance per person. So if you're a couple, it's $1 million. So
okay.
That pretty much covers most of our properties here because you're going to have a little bit of, you know, you're going to have some equity or cost basis, you know, that you built it or you bought it for X amount. You can count that off of that final sales price. But I just thinking about people that lose a spouse and now you've lost this second person that would be the extra $500,000. You lose that after 2 years. So I always tell people, if you lose somebody, you know, don't like sell right away. Sometimes it's nice just to let things go a while, see what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to stay here. You hate to sell and then you wish you were back by your friends. You think you want to move by your family and then later on you wish you want to.
The family's real busy and there you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just want to take your time. I always tell people, take your time. You know, there's no rush in that. You know, let life settle and, you know, settle into the newness of, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
But do it within that two years period of time, because you could lose that your spouse's extra $500,000 that you will then have to pay capital gains on that amount. So you just want to make sure that you're watching those, talk to your accountant, talk to your lawyers about these things, and make sure you're talking to somebody that's knowledgeable about that,
yeah.
Because sometimes that's not the case either. Or we can certainly push you in the right direction for those contacts.
Keith, yeah, what would you add to that?
Obviously, with 1031s, there's a lot of, you know, legal, you got to buy similar properties, like properties, like that. But
who determines that, if they qualify that way?
Actually, the 1031 attorneys, usually through the title company.
Got it.
But, you know, it's not location specific. We've done, people have sold land in Colorado and they're moving here.
Okay.
They're able to use that 1031 wherever. So if you're got a second home on Lake Nokomis, say, and you want to buy a second home down in Janesville where you live or Madison, you can use that 1031 wherever.
And there are companies that have 1031 investments. So, like, if you sell something, you only have 90 days to name a new property, and then I think you have 180 days to close it. If you get in a pinch and you can't find anything else to purchase, there are companies where they have investment properties and you can just give your money to them. It's not as, you know, they're going to charge you way more, but at least it's somewhere you can dump it and you can put it into these companies that have investment properties. So you were literally taking it from an investment property to like somebody else's investment property, but it's a way to do that without the gain.
And I think that there's a lot of people that don't know about all this stuff, which is why we need professionals like mm-hmm. yourselves to point some of these options out. So I think the takeaway from this is if you're in this situation, first of all, just slow down a little bit. Find some real good professionals who really know what they're talking about and know their business and know all the different legal ins and outs. And so that's the way you protect yourself, and you're going to come out on the good end on the other side when everything's all done. The dust really does settle.
Yes. Yep.
Well, this was a good chat here this morning. I appreciate you two very much being here with us every first Friday of the month. And Northwoods Community Realty, located right here in Tomahawk. And if you haven't noticed, whenever we talk to these two, the community comes out loud and clear in the way they do business at Northwoods Community Realty. So very much appreciated you two. And
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. You're going to be in, you'll be on the parade route,
yes.
I would assume, right?
Yep.
And you'll be representing the Quahomets.
Yep. And Northwoods Community Realty.
And Northwoods Community Realty.
Our boat through there.
Okay, so it'll be a team event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
And so I'll put in the good word with the judges for you guys, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right. So we'll see you at the parade downtown tomorrow. And everybody else, too. Hope you can join us downtown. Thank you, too, very much. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th.